Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our calls to worship, we have been working our way through Matthew 28, verses 18 through the end of the chapter, and specifically God's notation of the Lord's communication with the disciples concerning their ministry. What were they to do as the Lord Jesus Christ would soon ascend back into heaven? What was their responsibilities here on earth when Jesus was away from them? And we noted the fact that Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, go and teach all nations." And we looked at that word back a few weeks ago, and it simply means to make disciples of or to make followers of. But today in our passage, in verse 20, we come to the second word translated in our English Bibles, teaching, different word that we have in the earlier verse. It's the word didasko. And we get our idea of didactic having to do with teaching. That comes from this particular word. And it means to explain, to expound, and even to go as far as enjoin. This is what you should do. This is what you ought to do. Dr. Bob Sr. used to say there's three words that make up the Christian's duty: ought, must, and do. Ought, must, and do. In other words, we are challenged to get with it, to do what we're supposed to do. And it's our job, in verse 20, to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's our job, is to tell others, to instruct them, to enjoin them, to explain to them, to expound to them what Jesus has said, so that they will go out and what? Do what He said. You know, that's the job of a parent. As a parent, my responsibility when my kids were little were to teach them to observe all things that they were commanded to do. Not only in what I said or what mom said, but what Jesus said. And the idea was to teach them, instruct them, and join them to do what they were supposed to do so that they would obey. That's what the Bible says, obey my commands. And so we look at God's Word here and we see that our job is to teach, to explain. Have you ever tried to explain things to people? I have had probably a dozen calls in the last 3 or 4 days about T-ball from several of the different community teams and then also from our teams. And what does the whistle in T-ball mean? Have you ever tried to explain that to somebody? There's 1,000 ideas about what it is. But then to try to explain it, they're looking there and they're saying, what are you saying? You mean it's not a dead ball? No, it's not. Nowhere in the rule book does it say it's a dead ball. But in their mind, somebody told them that. And so you have to try to explain that to them. And then the second most asked question, what is a continuous lineup? Does it mean that after 3 outs we just keep batting? No, it simply means that we pick up in the lineup, everybody on the lineup gets put in and they get to bat. Even though they're not in the field, they get to bat. That was our answer to fussing parents about their kids not getting to play or not getting to bat. We put the continuous lineup in and that took care of that. It's an encouraging thing, but trying to explain it is just one of those head-scratching moments to communicate. Parents, you know, people in the pew, as we try to explain the teachings of Jesus, sometimes we get the same questions over and over and over again. Do we not? What's the Bible say? Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. May we be faithful in teaching others about our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.